540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After record rain and flooding, Milwaukee is changing the way it handles leaves on city streets. Instead of raking leaves into the curb, homeowners will have to bag them under a new plan announced by DPW. City officials say the old method may have made drainage problems worse during heavy storms. They say the new system will help keep water moving and give crews more flexibility. Police in Milwaukee are asking for help identifying a man wanted in a home invasion and sexual assault on the city's north side. The attack happened on the night of April 19th near 50th and Burleigh. Authorities say the suspect, believed to be in his 20s or 30s, entered the home with a weapon, assaulted a victim, and took items before leaving. An 81-year-old man who lived there said the intruder stayed for about 15 minutes. An image of the suspect is on the MPD social media pages. Milwaukee is still paying the price for hosting the Republican National Convention. State leaders are now seeking $10.5 million to finish reimbursing outside law enforcement agencies that helped during the event. According to the Department of Administration, nearly 1,900 officers from 25 states and D.C. came to Milwaukee under a mutual aid agreement. Some haven't been paid. Teachers in Milwaukee are set to get a pay increase after the school board stepped in to approve a new deal. The Milwaukee Board of School Directors voted Wednesday to raise base pay by 2.63%, with the increase rolling out in two parts, beginning in July, finishing in January. The decision came after a mediator said the sides were at an impasse. School leaders say the move reflects support for educators. A rhino refresh is ready at the Milwaukee County Zoo. A new care center and outdoor habitat will be celebrated Saturday. The zoo says eastern black rhinos Kianga and Zuri are now using the updated space in the Adventure Africa area. Officials say the project adds a mixed habitat with other animal spaces while helping protect a species with only about 55 animals in North American zoos. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is asking FEMA to step in after April storms caused serious damage across the state. Governor Tony Evers says a federal damage assessment is the next step toward disaster aid, and state officials believe the losses are high enough to qualify. The request comes as Wisconsin is still waiting for help from an earlier round of flooding that the Trump administration declined to cover. Gas prices are at a four-year high in Wisconsin. The national average yesterday was $4.21, which is 21 cents higher than a week ago. In Wisconsin, the state average is $3.96, but some local counties are paying more. Gas Buddy shows Oconto, Manitowoc, and Fond du Lac counties are all averaging over $4 for a gallon of regular gas. And nearly 1,000 beagles could soon leave Ridgeland Farms in Dane County in a deal with a rescue group. Big Dog Ranch Rescue says it reached an agreement to take in the dogs, who will first get medical exams, microchips, and vaccinations. The rescue says many will then be placed with other groups across the country, while activists continue pushing for all the dogs to be removed. Activists at one point attempted a break-in at the facility, and several were arrested. The company is licensed by state and federal agriculture officials and says its research helps improve veterinary medicine. The 2025 court settlement required it to stop breeding dogs for biomedical research. A court filing says UW-Madison may have to cut as many as 160 jobs if USDA funding does not come through soon. According to the Cap Times, university officials say the loss would affect extension programs and more. Leaders say the university is reviewing new federal rules before accepting more money. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers and D-backs go to battle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three of the Diamondbacks and Brewers today at American Family Field. The Brewers losing 6-2 last night as starter Brandon Sproat got off to a good start before the wheels came off in the fourth. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he ticked down a little bit. You could see he ticked down a little bit, and, you know, they were ready for what they were ready for. They were they were on it.
Sproat gave up 4 runs on 6 hits in 4 1/3 innings. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice. For the first time since 1978, Wisconsin had no players taken this year in the NFL draft.
Disappointing, but it's also a realization. It is what it is, but I think there is some realization that I want to make sure these guys in this program understand and know it's not, hey, that's not right. It should have been this. It should know that. Okay, that's the realization of where we are, and we got to change.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 40s today. Tonight 37. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy with sprinkles. 47. On Saturday, sunny, 54. By Sunday, we're talking highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.